Chapter 6. A Second Crime. While Richard was at his interview, Alison decided to try and get the money back for the motorbike helmet. When she arrived at the shop, she saw two police cars and a group of people standing and watching. "I wonder what's happened," Alison thought. "Another crime?" She was right. There was another crime. But it wasn't at the motorbike shop. It was at the shop next door to the motorbike shop, a jewellery shop called Apple Number 9. Alison asked somebody what was happening.
"There was a robbery this morning," the man replied. "The owner of the jewellery shop was shot. The police are investigating."
Alison went into the motorbike shop. Inside, a policeman was interrogating the owner, and Alison had to wait. She heard part of the conversation.
"So, there were two men," the policeman said.
"Yes," replied the shop owner.
"One man ran out of the jewellery shop with a green bag. He was also carrying a gun. The other man was waiting on a motorbike outside the shop. The first man got onto the motorbike and they rode off at full speed."
The policeman asked the shop owner one more question.
"Did you see what kind of motorbike it was?"
When Alison heard the answer, she changed her plans immediately. She could get the money for the helmet another day. What she wanted to tell Richard was much more important. She left the shop and walked quickly down the street. It was only a 10-minute walk to Richard's house, and she wanted to get there as soon as possible. She would probably have to wait because Richard was at his job interview, but she wanted to talk to him the moment he returned.